and gents. Here it is, the show you've been waiting for, the show you've heard so much about. This is the show that gives you what you want the way you like it. So move right up front for Full Frontal Nudity.
David Harris and Jeffrey Witter are about to play us a little something. Play us a little something? Is this Full Frontal Nudity? Full Frontal Nudity.
It is 7 o'clock in Portland, 8 o'clock in Casper, 9 o'clock in Pierre.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42.
And we are live this Thursday evening here on the East Coast with snow up to our anuses for another Thursday night podcast, FFN on the air. We are Full for All Nudity. My name is Jeffrey Witte, and I am joined by my co-host, my bandmate, my snow-shoveling sympathizer.
That's me.
Yes. And, yes, we are live, as opposed to last week. We weren't live.
We were dead.
Yeah, at least dead air. We saved you from dead air.
We were dead.
But you weren't, because I noticed that a few people listened to our slow news day broadcast.
So thank all. We'd like to thank all few of you.
Yeah, well, we did pretty good numbers. So
from now on, we're going to have to do taped shows where we don't talk.
Yes. Maybe once a month, like you suggested so long ago.
The people have spoken.
There you go. So look forward to that. At least one podcast a month where we're not going to talk. We're just going to play some music for you. But that's not tonight. Because we're going to babble, and we're going to play music for you.
Or we're just going to babble.
Yes. And like we usually babble about, we have a website, www.fullfrontalnuditytheband.com. You go there, poke around, hit that store tab, and buy some crap.
Now, mind you, that's crap, not crack.
No.
We make
you know, if you go to the website and you drop us a line, you go, hey, I want some crack. Well, then Dave and I will have First Lady of FFN, Jamie, take a butt selfie of us, and we'll show you some crack.
Yes, but just because we're from Baltimore doesn't mean we're going to be selling crack in our store.
Except that crack. You want pictures of our cracks, we might sell those. And also, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, and you've seen our homepage. And you can download this episode when it's available. You can listen to it in archives like you have already, or you can hit the little iTunes icon and subscribe to the show, and you can get every episode, the ones where we talk and bore the majority, the lion's share of our listenership, and the episodes where we don't talk. You can have them all.
Or if you only want the ones where we don't talk, just download them from the page.
There you go. So either way, it's fine with us.
Okay, Randy.
Randy of the Redwoods, man. When MTV was really hip, Randy of the Redwoods was on there.
When the M stood for music.
Yes. I think that's all the promoting that we need to do right now. Other than if you're a returning listener, we thank you for returning, and you know what's coming up. If you're a new listener, we got to welcome you the only way we know how. So welcome.
Welcome to a Nickelback-free zone.
Sorry, Chad.
And, yes, yeah, sorry, Chris Martin.
No play for Coldplay.
I'm not apologizing to Scott. Maybe Mark.
Everyone knows that Creed blows.
And then you got this one.
Just say no to LMFAO.
Old school.
Old school because Red Foo is back. And he's dancing with the stars.
Oh, dear God.
We draw the line at Florida-Georgia line.
What have we done to deserve that? I don't know. To say what did we do to deserve Florida-Georgia line? And all the whiners who say, stop picking on us. Well, it's not going to stop anytime soon. Much like Dave Harris once said to me.
Bono is a pompous ass.
Hey, that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the mofo truth.
And you want some more truth? We have a mantra here at FFN on the Air and FF Rule M. Whatever it is.
Something.
That other show. And all things FFN. Go ahead, say it, please.
I was just going to say that show that's on permanent hiatus. It's lost somewhere with pretty much any sitcom NBC starts up.
This is true. Anyway, here's some mantra.
Chipping away at the foundation of sanity, one podcast at a time.
So we had that. I barely got out of that one. So, yeah, thank you for
being on. Am I on the show?
Yeah, Rob. At least a couple times. Go ahead.
I said that's what we should do. Give Rob a surprise call since his gig got canceled. But now, we're not the type to
pull a what?
Well, the other week, Lee didn't have a guest, so they were pretty much dialing anyone that they could.
Ah.
We're not going to do that, though.
No. But our chat room is open if you want to talk to us that way, or you can give us a call.
I'll tell you what, then. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
The number is 347-884-9655. You can call, you can talk to us. Because, come on, if you're here in the Baltimore area or anywhere along the East Coast, what are you doing tonight? What? Go watch Netflix? You want to drink some hot cocoa? You're not going out. You're not traveling around in this. Get on the phone, 347-884-9655, and talk to us. Please.
Like to take a look at the news. Like to take a look at the news.
All right. We've got, like, a whole bunch of crappy ones to start off with. We're going from the crap, and then we're going to whittle it down to some serious stuff. James Hetfield of the band Metallica, the one that does go, was quoted as saying in a recent interview, You wouldn't really like me if you knew my story, if you knew what horrible things I've done. I'm coming to grips with that because I have groups of people that I'm able to share all my horrible stuff with. Shameful, extremely shameful, dark stuff. Some of it is things I've taken from my parents and carried it a little further. Other ones I've been able to drop or have some drop some of that. Other ones I picked up on my own and then created. Shame's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
I read this, and I think anything after the Black Album, that you know shame. You know how big shame is. Load and reload.
Load of ish.
Yes, we know the horrible things you've done. And Lars Ulrich is saying that, yeah, about this next Metallica record, that they're deep in it now. Well, how long's it been, man? Are you still relevant? We've got another Metallica story a few lines down. But I just want to keep the nonsensical portion of this program, the one that's intentionally nonsensical, rolling.
Yeah.
Since we were last live, four members of Iron Maiden's 1977 lineup performed together again. Okay. That's like, who cares? Who cares?
Who cares? Buy our beer, The Trooper, now available in craft beer stores near you.
But that's not even them. That's not the Iron Maiden that most of us know.
I know. That's
fine. You know, and the thing is, the story said the only one missing was Steve Harris, the bass player, the great galloping bass player.
Because he's all about that bass.
It's like, who cares? And don't evoke the name Iron Maiden. Just call it something completely different. Then you're just another band. Speaking of calling it another band, Steven Adler, former drummer, former Guns N' Roses, said that it's a classic lineup from like Appetite for Destruction, reunited, that they would be better than ever.
But Axl has no interest in that, so.
And I don't think Slash does either.
You know, Slash has talked about it, about, you know, and it's pretty much said that the thing that would keep it from happening would be Axl.
Yeah, it always seems to me that Axl and Slash didn't get along. Slash got along with the other guys. Because I don't recall reading anything to the contrary. Could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Well, that's the thing. Axl and Slash had their problems, and in order for a reunion like that to happen, they would have to make up, but you'd have to get them together for them to be able to make up.
And it's not going to happen. And then, you know, we mentioned one of our favorite targets. We might as well mention another of our favorite targets. Kiss has admitted to using recorded tracks at one of their recent Japanese concerts. Nice to know. Nice to know. And Gene Simmons said, they have nothing to hide. Ah, using the song title in his answer. The whole thing is they did collaboration with a Japanese pop group.
Yes, I heard it. It was horrible.
It was horrible, yet to perform it in concert, the production of it was more elaborate than like a regular Kiss track. So they had to use pre-recorded tracks for it. So, okay. Now, Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono has slashed out at her critics in an open letter. Just a quote from the open letter. Let me be free. Let me be me. Don't make me old with your thinking and words about how I should be. You don't have to come to my shows. I'm giving tremendous I'm giving tremendous energy with my voice because that is me. Get my energy or shut up. Well, you know, she's absolutely right. We don't have to go to her shows. We don't have to buy her records. But, you know, when you're trying to watch John Lennon, true genius, perform live for one of his little film videos, we had to put up with Yoko doing stupid stuff. So it's hard to completely avoid her.
Oh, how can you say that when we got that great footage of Yoko Ono playing with Yoko Ono playing, she was quote-unquote singing while Eric Clapton is jamming on guitar.
It's a great clip. It really is.
It can be found in the film Sweet Toronto from the Toronto, whatever the hell the festival was called, that the Lennon part was released as the live piece in Toronto album.
Yes. So you track it down, you watch it, and you tell me that Yoko Ono is what? Giving tremendous energy with her voice. Moving on.
I have the live piece in Toronto vinyl here. I can put side two on for you.
I don't want you to. I think you even had like the DVD or something like that.
Well, that's why I showed you the Sweet Toronto concert that was done by
right.
What's the guy's? I can't think of his name. Pennebaker.
Yeah.
And he just has that great shot. We still need to get that shot of Eric Clapton on a T-shirt.
Yes.
That and Oliver Stone.
Yeah, well, there is a shirt. I do have a shirt somewhere. Only one in existence. But speaking of one in existence, Record Store Day. Metallica have a very interesting release. I think Dave Harris can kind of sue them for it.
No,
go ahead.
Cassettes have made a big comeback for hipsters. I mean, last year they put out the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack on cassette, which was a perfect release for cassette if you've seen the movie. Which, if you haven't, why are you listening to us? Go see Guardians of the Galaxy. Great film.
But Metallica are going to release No Life Till Leather on cassette for Record Store Day. This is the original lineup, which means that the guys that was in the Iron Maiden lineup in '77 should do the same thing. Put their music on cassette. Since they are like the original lineup.
But the thing is, the Metallica will be getting a wider release with CD and vinyl later.
Yeah. But get it on cassette. It's always cool to have something on cassette. Like the Full Frontal Nudities. they're on cassette.
Well, remember, you had a cassette deck for the longest time.
Yes, I did.
Like, long after everyone was on CD. But you always had plenty of full frontal nudity on cassette.
Yes.
We'd mix it directly down and put it on cassette for you.
Yes. So that's something to look forward to. Now we get a little more serious. Since we were last live, some douchebag decided to desecrate late Pantera guitarist's Dimebag Darrell's grave, cool band. Actually, it was the ex-vocalist of a local band had decided to put a little slur on Dimebag Darrell's gravestone. May or may not have taken a pair of boots that was left at the site and put the picture on either Facebook or Instagram. And he soon found out, he and his former band soon found out that you don't screw with Pantera fans. You don't do it. Especially when your name is attached to the deed and your ex-band's name is attached to the deed, you're going to get a whole bunch of recall, baby.
Yeah, you just don't mess with Pantera, period.
No, you don't. So it was a sad thing to read, and I was happy to see that new information was coming out just so people knew that if this band comes to your town or this guy is singing for some band, that, you know, you remember Dimebag and you take appropriate action.
Hey, do it to a band that deserves that kind of stuff, like Rush.
No, more than Rush. Do it to Nickelback.
Hey, I have to occasionally throw in something at Rush.
That's okay. I'm not complaining. But we wrap up. Go ahead.
Even the Rush fans will admit that Geddy Lee's voice isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, it is rare when you get a really great vocalist or great, depending on who you're talking about. I mean, I think Geddy has a decent voice, period.
I think he was castrated at a young age. And
That's probably it.
And it affects his style of singing and makes it sound like he's screeching.
Yes.
Not like Dustin Diamond screeching, but just screeching.
But at some point, they lose some of that greatness. So
you played me that Tom Sawyer that sounded like Geddy Lee was about to fall asleep.
Exactly. But, you know, you look at Elton John, I think Rob Halford to some degree.
Elton John just lost his voice. I don't know what it was, and I'm not going to make any statements that might be offensive, but, you know, he was doing something that did something to his voice, because he just sounds like it. And I don't mean it. I mean word that rhymes with it.
Yeah. It's not nice.
It's not like chisel.
But we wrap up with a feel-good story. Any listener podcast know that two of our buddies are Charlie and PJ from Chug-a-Lug or the band Us. And, you know, they call in quite often.
And
probably
sure
won't tonight.
I'm sure we'll be hearing from them soon because they're going to be putting out an album. And I mean, right. If they don't come to us, who will they come, go to?
Exactly.
The Real Time Music Network, but...
But I'm not sure Charlie covered this the last time he called, but some a-hole decided to steal his beloved Strat gigs that he was playing. And he was very heartbroken. Then a couple days ago, a gentleman by the name of Al McCraw from the Gunsmoke Band, another Virginia area band.
This one being a country band.
Country band. He came to a Juggalo gig, and he offered Charlie one of his Strats to replace it. Just showed up at a recording session that they were doing in Rockville, Maryland, with a beautiful Stratocaster, and gladly handed to Charlie. I thought that was one of the greatest stories I've heard in a while.
Yeah, it's awesome to see something like that. You know, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, as in Charlie getting a new guitar from a friend, you know?
Exactly. So we just want to give a shout out to Al and just praise him for his generosity.
Yeah, and if you want to come on our show with your Gunsmoke Band, call us.
Absolutely. We babbled a whole bunch.
Yes, I think we babbled enough. Why don't we play a song or something?
Yes, we're going to play a song or something. Just remember, you are listening to FFN on the air, and the chat room is open, and you can call.
Play with us, Daddy.
And that number is 347-884-9655. And now, we're going to play another track from History Repeats Itself by the Ravens.
Here's Rock and Roll Bitches.
Yeah.
Thank you, it's a long time.
Before you came, romance's all the same. I'm done with it, baby. Enough is enough.
Now we need a really cool one for this evening.
Yeah.
think we almost got it.
April 18th, Ramshead Live. You can see them do that song live. The Ravens.
Perhaps.
Maybe. Okay, then take it with a grain of salt. They might not do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, they got two bands opening for them, so it's not like they're going to play like they did the one time at Looney's where they did a stellar killer three-hour show.
But then maybe they will.
I doubt it.
So that was Rampage from History Repeats Itself.
I'm sure it'll be a stellar show, though.
Yes.
So people don't take me wrong on that. And while we're plugging stuff, I don't have a date. We'll get it for you. I'd like to mention that our friends that we mentioned earlier, us, will be opening up for Blue Ice at their upcoming CD release party.
Wow.
They just released their first album, Legends in Our Mind or Legends in Our Own Mind. I'm not sure. I want a copy of the CD. I have not had a chance to listen to it yet. But once we get it listened to and reviewed, blah, 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 probably put a track or two onto the air. I'd like to thank the guys from the band for the CD, though. It was really, you know, it was a simple contest. They had fake album covers.
Yeah.
Like parody album covers. And you just had to name the original album. It was just too easy.
And then you just got to ask yourself, why so serious? from legends in our minds.
I guess that's why me and Jeff need to actually talk to each other a little more before the show. Jeff, I guess, had time to review the album. I just haven't had time to listen to it yet.
Well, but you provided a great introduction to it. Oh, look, we got a caller. We got a caller.
Oh.
Let's click them on through. Hello, caller.
All right, my favorite caller.
Yes, they've been waiting a couple weeks. That little blinking red light for 2 weeks. It's good to hear from them.
Thank you, caller.
Yes, thank you, caller. All right. Because Dave also sent this song to me, I want to play it. And, it's about 3 minutes of us not babbling. So enjoy Jad Fair. And the song is called Red Dress. Jad Fair with Red Dress.
A-E-O, A-E-O, put on your red dress. A-E-O, the one that I like. A-E-O, put on your red dress. Put on your red dress. You are the one that I like. Put on your red dress. Oh, Juanita. My sweet Juanita. Oh, Juanita. My sweet Juanita. Put on your yellow dress and we'll walk down by the river. Put on your yellow dress. Put on your yellow dress. When you kiss me, I shiver. Put on your yellow dress. Oh, Juanita. My sweet Juanita. Juanita, my sweet Juanita, put on your pink dress and we'll walk out in the night. Put on your pink dress. Put on your pink dress. What a lovely, lovely night. Put on your pink dress. Oh, Juanita, my sweet Juanita. Oh, Juanita, my sweet Juanita. Put on your white dress and we'll walk down the aisle. Put on your white dress. Put on your white dress. You say I do and I'll smile. Put on your white dress. Oh, Juanita. My sweet Juanita. Oh, Juanita. My sweet Juanita.
Jad Fair with Red Dress.
One of the more interesting artists to come out of the Baltimore area. Because, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's on his third decade. Making music like that, he's on his third decade.
Yeah, just remember, folks, when you finally hear the debut record from us, meaning Dave and me, I don't want to hear any lip out of you. Because if you do, we're going to cover that song. and Dave is going to sing lead vocals.
Put on your red dress. Put on your red dress.
So see, you'll want more of that when we put out our music for mass consumption. We'll send that cover tune to all the negative reviewers. Yeah, so you've been warned.
Hey, that's the name of the greatest hits album.
I thought that was the box set. Maybe oh, yeah. It's both the greatest hits and the box set. So done
yeah,
that
we
before.
We can put out the single disc for the, you know, for the people that are afraid of the whole package.
Yeah, they'll be afraid of our packages, all right. You better believe it, baby. No! You tune in for the music and you stay for the juvenile humor. And I use the word humor loosely.
And we're pouring on the extra juvenile this week, if you haven't noticed. More juvenile
yeah.
for your listening pleasure.
Oh, my goodness. I also heard that that's going to be the new theme for the slap.
Put on your red dress.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe CSI Cyber might want to pick that up. I don't know. But they, like we said before, they're running out of Who tunes. To use for CSI theme songs. That was one of the strokes of genius on the Two and a Half Men is when they did their CSI parody. They picked Squeeze Box to be the theme song. For Stiffs, for all you trivia buffs, Alan Harper's ex-girlfriend, Candy, became an actress. And she appeared in the show Stiffs. Papa's got a scream, but Daddy can't get to sleep at night. Yes, I watched. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just continuing saying nothing anyone needs to hear.
Hmm. But CSI Cyber came on last night, and I don't know.
Bastardized my favorite Who song.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now I've went for the B side. Thank you, late great Hox, for my new favorite Who song.
Cool.
Even though it's old. For those that don't know. It was the B-side. Well, I'm not even going to tell you. Go Google it. It's the B-side of Summertime Blues. Not even on an album. Well, there's a live version on Live at Leeds, but.
Mm-hmm.
But for the studio version, you need to go to the box set. I think it's on the box set.
Just on B.
I'm not sure.
I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you.
Mine's in storage, so.
What isn't in storage at this point?
My records.
Okay. At least there's a definitive answer to that. Now, folks, his storage locker, storage space, it probably is... about two or three of your regular storage spaces. I can attest to that. So, what else is there?
I don't know.
Where did
cheese go?
You're crazy with your cheese whiz.
Drive by Body Pierce.
No. Yeah, I saw this on the internet today. I think some people really need to get like a 2-week waiting period when they decide to pierce their bodies. Saw a picture of somebody who had one of those like big old earrings, you know, the ones that stretch out your earlobe.
Yeah, Gates.
And they pierced right under their bottom lip, so you could see their bottom teeth.
I have seen that before.
And, you know, who really wants to look at that? Might help your dentist out. Might give him like another way to go. Can you imagine showing up for a job interview with that in your face?
I do not know. You know?
2-week waiting period. You want to get, I mean, tattoos may be fine, but if you're going to pierce anything other than your ears or your nose or something like that, 2-week waiting period. That's just public service announcement for the month. So with that, we'll play one more song. And that this is very cool cover tune. And next month, Mojo Magazine will be releasing a cover story on Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti. And with it will come, I'm not sure if it's a single CD or double CD, but it's bands covering songs from Physical Graffiti. And I read the track list, got excited, went to my Barnes & Noble, didn't find it. Yet I did find it on YouTube. It's too good not to share. It's a band that, you know, it's appropriate that this is coming out in April or hitting our newsstands in April, since I'm going to see these boys in April. Doing one of my favorites from Physical Graffiti, Blackberry Smoke doing the Rover. Yeah, baby.
Is the show over?
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
FFN, on the air, off the air.
Now, if you're... oh, they like to stress me out. Listening to us in the archives, let's just say that we've been muted. We were muted.
Mute. M-U-T-E. We are mute.
At least for that. But look, if you're listening to this little after show, we thank you for listening to the live show. Whether you heard it or not, I don't know. It's either Blog Talk Radio or these phone lines. Really starting to irritate me.
We'll find out when you play back the show.
Now, I think we were on mute. I looked at the board here, and I saw that little red, or not red, the blue cross-out microphone. And they didn't hear us babble for the last minute and a half.
No.
Which is probably a blessing, since it was pure babbling. I guess we'll find out. Really,
it's
doesn't
not
matter.
Not annoying though.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
You can simply edit that out.
Yes. And then again, they got their hour.
Oh yeah, the live people did, but you know, people may think the show is over at the hour point or at the 59-minute point.
It is our hidden track. That's what it is. It's our hidden track. They're going to look at it and they go, hey, it's still running. And we don't know why it's still running. Oh, wait a second. Somebody finally hit the button where you could hear people talking. Way to go, Jeff. Is there any extra stuff you want to discuss?
No. No, I don't.
Come on, Robin. Talk to me, Robin.
No.
Okay. So instead of just letting it drone on.
Drone, let it drone.
Drone. And
it drone,
be...
Piscopo.
Oh, memories. Oh.
Steady and slow.
Drone.
Joe Piscopo.
Yes, Al Dorigo, never heard that version.
He's not missing anything.
I know. Yeah. All right, well, whatever we got to discuss, y'all ain't going to hear it. So?
You're not special enough.
Yeah,
we're just teasing.
Till next week.